people will say, well, what do I do? How do I say, what specifically should I say? I do like to, you know, give examples, but I also like to train the skill, the outer skill, the conversational skill, right?
Welcome to the Social Expression Podcast, where you can discover how to level up your confidence, charisma, communication abilities, and all of your people skills to help you create that it factor, that magnetic presence that people are drawn to and can feel when they're around someone who has it. And whether it's in real life or online, in virtual meetings or calls, on social media, or anywhere that you interact with people, the end goal is to help you develop a powerful presence and skill sets that naturally bring quality connections and relationships with others, helping you expand your network and positive influence. Also, you can have more fulfillment and success at work, in social situations, in love, and in all of life. The Social Expression Podcast is presented by Coach David Hamilton. That's me. And this podcast is designed to help two types of people. Number one, ambitious, achievement-oriented humans who are skilled at what they do. They have sharp technical or creative skills. They're really solid in their hard skills in their career or business, but they're facing challenges with the softer or people side of things. And that's limiting their potential. And they want to break through and accelerate their success to new levels by developing a powerful, more magnetic presence, becoming confident and skilled communicators, and developing better leadership qualities too. Also, they can maximize their potential and success in work and life. And number two, people who want more out of life. If they're feeling limited by high introversion, struggling with shyness, social anxiety, having challenges with their confidence, and in connecting and communicating with others, which holds them back from the opportunities and success in life that they want. And so, no matter which category you fall into, as long as you truly want to improve yourself and your people skills, up-level your confidence and charisma, and develop a presence that positively influences and impacts people wherever you go, so you can create the relationships, the success, and the fulfillment that matters to you in life, then you're in the right place. All this information is 100% free, so if you like what you hear, please subscribe to and review the Social Expression Podcast. And now, let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, David Hamilton here from socialexpression.net on the importance of conversational skills, social skills, those outer skills to help us become more social, and how it kind of plays into the social anxiety thing and kind of beyond it into what I call an abundant social mindset. Now, we all know that it's important to deal with our anxiety, because when social anxiety is in place, it can be hard to even say a word. It can be really crippling. So at the same time, though, it's also important to know what to say, what to do, what kind of conversational skills to use in order to meet people, to grow our circles of friends, to accelerate our careers, things like that. So what I've found for myself, as being somebody who used to be shy, socially anxious, and an introvert, in transforming into a person that's now socially skilled, I have a lot of social contacts, connections, and I'm still an introvert, by the way. Remember, being social versus shy is different than being introvert-extrovert. I've found that it truly is a combination of inner mindset and inner skills, and then those outer kind of behavioral skills, right? So what I say is that the inner skills, the inner mindset, is how we deal with our negative thoughts, our negative feelings, rampant emotions that just seem to overwhelm us that we can't get out of, old self-limiting stories. How do we find out what's important to us, get to what matters to us, our values, so we can rewrite and create a life story that we want, and to begin living that life, that new life, the one that we want, not the one that we don't want, that we're stuck in, not our social anxiety story. We want to bring that life forth inside out, right? And express that so we can be more social and connect to people better. Those are the inner skills, the inner mindset stuff. Now, the outer skills are things like, you know, paying attention to how do we do the eye contact? What's our breathing like? Which is kind of a combination of inner, yeah, relaxing, but also outer, because we're focusing on the physicality of our breathing. Certainly conversational skills. Watching and reading body language. What's our body language saying? If we change that a bit, or are we watching somebody else's? What's that saying? Those are more the outer skills, is what I call them. So when I work with clients on letting go of those anxious thought patterns and behaviors, and to build more confidence, I focus a lot on coaching them on the mindset and more empowering ways of thinking, okay? The mentoring often comes in, sure, and saying, well, here's a belief you might want to try, but I find a lot of times it comes in as people will say, well, what do I do? How do I say, what specifically should I say? And sometimes I do like to, you know, give examples, but I also like to train the skill, the outer skill, the conversational skill, right? It's important that we do that too, to kind of get the whole thing covered. You know, for me, in my journey from being socially anxious, shy, into being a very social person, I actually handled the outer skills first. One is because I didn't know I had social anxiety, so I would make lists of things like make more eye contact, smile more, say hi more, read books on it, all the skills stuff, right? And the skills got me some results, but you see, I can never actually be a social person or ever feel right doing it because I didn't realize that my mindset and my beliefs and the inner story I was telling was an inherently negative one, like a wholly negative story. And so it wasn't easy for me to be consistent and be social. And then I have big crashes and setbacks and wouldn't want to go out at all or wouldn't go out for a while and it'd be, always be like forcing it, okay? I've come across people like this, clients like that, that will say, no, people look at me and I tell them I'm shy and nervous and they go, I can't tell. But inside they're like, they're just tormented. That was exactly me. Now, not all of you are like that and I get that. But a lot of you are like that and you've probably worked on the outer skills just like me. So, and there is crossover between inner and outer, that's important to know, but we can break them down into two categories to make it easier to work on one thing and the other and then bring them together. So an example I like to give is think about learning to ride a bike. If you were like me as a kid, I don't know, it took me a while. It wasn't until like I was 9 or 10 because I was so afraid. So my dad at one point realized this and he started, you know, helping me see that my beliefs, and he didn't use these words, or, you know, I would say beliefs, but basically that what I was believing about riding a bike and that I'd get hurt and that it was unsafe completely, that those beliefs were getting in the way. So he helped to explain to me and kind of show me the way that would be okay. And then once he got me to do that, he worked on my mindset. Then I got on the bike and he said, you know, you really can only learn when you're on the bike because it's an experiential thing. Of course, he didn't say that, but that's what it is, that I have to learn by doing it. So once I was on the bike, then he would coach me on things like how to balance, how to pedal, how to steer, right? External skills. That's the same analogy to what we do when we're working with social anxiety into becoming a social man or social woman. So it's important to address both. And one thing I love to do as an outer skill that I'm going to give real quick in starting conversations is you must be situational. Okay, what does that mean? You must be situational. You need to start paying attention to what's going on around you. Now, I know for those of you that have social anxiety, you're going to say, I can't even do that. That's right. We're going to put that aside for a second and talk about the skill, the outer skill. Is you need to pay attention to what the person's doing, what you're thinking, what's going on in the environment around you. Because I could give you a line to say, but that line won't work in every situation. So you have to use the skill, exercise the muscle of opening or starting conversations situationally. And one of the best ways to do that is to use a situational question. If you're in the coffee shop, someone's standing next to you, so easy once you learn how to do it. Somebody's ordering a coffee. I see them ordering coffee. I say, well, what did you order? And they say, oh, I ordered a latte. And then the conversation goes from there. I might say, oh, a latte. I don't drink milk. I get soy in my thing. Do you do soy? Do you do whatever? You know, I could say stuff like that. There's those. That's the beginning seed of conversational skills. It's a muscle you have to exercise. Subscribe to the newsletter at socialexpression.net. Get my free 10 keys to social anxiety recovery ebook if you haven't yet. Till next video, take care and talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Coach David here. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. For over a decade now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people to improve their lives, whether it's via my coaching, courses, or my social media content. And so, if you want to learn more about how to break through, how to up-level your confidence, charisma, communication skills, and create that positive influence and impact with a powerful and magnetic presence, also you can create success in work, love, socially, in all relationships and in life, then I want you to go on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's your socialclass.com. And what I've done over there is put together an in-depth training resource for you right there on that page. It's going to walk you through the exact strategies that I had to learn and use in my own life to this day, and that I use with my own clients to help them create the change they seek with confidence, charisma, developing that magnetic presence, all the people skills to help them create the success they want in life. So go right now on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. See you there.